Well, hello, my court necromancer. Fancy seeing you here. On a moonlit balcony during one of the Empress's little soirees. Do you come here often? I find it's a good place for thinking and overlooking the commoners down below. Oh, of course I was hoping you'd find me. Don't make me state the obvious. You'll ruin the fun of our little game. Really? Did you think I would be so gauche as to ask you for a dance? Although I suppose I can't blame you. Some of the women at this party did just that. But I don't ask for the things I want. I thought I taught you that. Perhaps you need another lesson. Follow me. This party is boring, and the Empress has already retired to her chambers. So there's no need to stay and keep up appearances. Oh, how readily you follow me. I quite enjoy it, you know. You look like my own well-appointed shadow. Dark but well-dressed, trailing along behind me in that very dramatic-looking black cape. I saw your cape swishing on the dance floor, you know, while I drank on the balcony, alone. It reminds me of a dark ribbon twisting in the wind. You look shocked. Did you think I didn't see you? Now tell me, necromancer, did you enjoy your dance with the Empress? It looked like you did. The whispers about you too. It's annoying. I heard them while you danced with Her Imperial Grace. Oh, they're not so interesting. Mostly about how good the two of you look together and how quickly you've earned her trust. Hearing it all made my wine taste sour in my mouth. Do you think she trusts you because you present yourself as what a necromancer should be? What do I mean? I'll answer your question with a story. We have time. The hallways in the palace are so long. I toured the school where they raise and train you all. My father had some kind of business there. I don't remember. I was very young. I didn't expect to see so much art. The grounds were covered with tombstones and risen, surrounded by books and classrooms. I've never forgotten it. To think on this world we have masters of the dead, and they're all soulful artists. I think that's what makes me so curious about you. Having seen where you grew up, and that strange school filled with the dead. Of course, I'm sure you've told the Empress all about it while you meet and discuss matters of politics. The courtiers say she feels you have no agenda save for guarding and caring for the risen in her empire. I find that laughable. Everyone has an angle, an agenda, especially here at the palace. You've been here long enough to figure that out. There's more power contained here than anywhere else in the empire. You can feel it warming the stones under your feet as you walk, beating and alive. You frown at me while we talk. I'm not mocking you, my court necromancer. We're close, aren't we? You wouldn't allow me to lead you through the palace like this if we weren't. Now that I have you alone, I want my dance. There's no need for music. Just hold me. I was so cold outside on that balcony. I've taken my gloves off. Won't you do the same? It would be nice to hold hands. Good. And your signet ring, please. Don't worry, I know it's your signature. I'll leave it safely on the desk in the corner. And now, finally, hold me, necromancer. Ah, there. You take directions so well. Tell me, were you warm dancing with the Empress? The one woman in this entire palace I can't openly confront? Did you enjoy yourself? Oh, it looked like you were having such fun together. Twirling along to the music with your adoring audience watching. And you dipped her with such care. Not a single lock of her hair touched the ballroom floor. Oh, am I squeezing your hand too hard? That's too bad. Perhaps I should calm down. We could return to our previous topic of conversation, yes? I was talking about how close we are. The trust I have given you. My favor is not won easily, necromancer. Do you think I take just anyone out on my family's ship to drink and watch the stars? Have you ever considered my prospects? My position? My obligation to marry well, and how my time with you, a necromancer, will look to my suitors? No. No, you did not. And how could you? You don't know anything about this world. The dance of the nobility is lost on you. Because you were born to be touched by death and have no such constraints. Your freedom makes you ignorant. And I think it's time you were taught. You should know what it feels like to be bound by duty as I am. As we all are. You've had it too easy here for too long, necromancer. And how dare you make me watch as you danced with another woman? The way you held her and laughed like old friends. I've had to watch at court as she pulls you aside for your counsel. Everyone sees the friendship blossoming between you two. It's nauseating. But you don't know. You don't know. And that's what this is about. I'm teaching you a lesson. So pay attention. I can see that you're listening. Good. Now, the late Emperor was famously friends with his necromancer. And the rumors were that their love for each other ran much deeper than what the public saw. The Empress could very well be using you to bolster her image, to make the public speak of the ways her and her father were similar. Don't think you're anything but a pawn on this board. Oh, I do so enjoy seeing you listening attentively. I think it's one of your best traits. Next to looking good in black. dance is concluded, but I think it's time we spoke of your required bondage. The constraints you so desperately need to thrive at the palace. Really, it's so you can appreciate the challenges of the nobility. Shh, 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 shh. Don't look scared. Your eyes are wide. Shh. Let me brush your cheek with the back of my hand. Sweet necromancer. I'm doing you a favor. A naive, good-looking thing like you would be too easily taken advantage of without my aid. Everyone here can smell the innocence on you. Now, behave and stay where you are. This will only take a moment. And then I just need to light the candle for the seal. Perfect. And here is your signet ring returned. This is what I'm talking about, sweet court necromancer. You should have never taken it off. Your signet is your word, so guard it better. Oh, what did I do with it? I used it to seal a letter detailing an assassination plot against the Empress. Locked. You could try and attack me or break it open, but I think the guards would come running once I screamed. Good. Much better. See, you're already learning. If someone blackmails you, it's much better to stay calm and assess the situation. Now, come here. Let me put my arms around you. Don't worry. I have no intention of getting you arrested for treason. But I think it's time you learned how things work around here. Now. You are mine. You will spend your time with me in secret, hold my hand, and embrace me when no one is looking. I expect to be pulled into dark alcoves and kissed. And in turn, I'll keep you close and keep you safe. And there are many threats in the palace you've been woefully ignorant of. You can continue to perform your duties to the Empress. The gods know she's more interesting than her predecessor. But I will be danced with first. Now, do we have an accord? Of course we do. You may continue to hold me. I feel like another dance without the music. Such a good little necromancer. Thank you.